Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marcia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the Iranian president says the American administration and nation will regret if the U.S. reneges on its commitments under the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Hassan Rouhani said the U.S. should not mistake the world of politics with trade. Speaking in India, he said Washington's hostile policies against Iran stem from its miscalculations. Rouhani said that the way the U.S. tries to deal with Tehran exemplifies such miscalculations. He stressed that since the very first day of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, the U.S. was bent on toppling it, but was forced to apologize on several occasions. Rouhani concluded that despite all the losses the U.S. has faced because of its miscalculations, now another person has come into office trying to hatch a new plot against Iran. Well, I'd like to welcome the founder of transnational.org, Mr. John Olberg, to the program. Thank you so much for being with us. So what do you make of President Rouhani's comments that it's been plot after plot since 1979 and that the U.S. continues to miscalculate?
Well, I guess the president is saying that it would be a catastrophic result of this very important world history deal, the JCPOA, if the United States should decide that it's no longer committed to what it put its name on. And I would tend to see this as part of, you know, a U.S. Middle Eastern policy that is falling apart diplomatically, politically, and culturally, but only works to a certain extent from their point of view. Militarily, if you look at, I mean, there's nobody who today can see a cohesive policy in Washington when it comes to the Middle East. You have enormous troubles now with Turkey because of supporting the Kurds. You have a destroyed Syria. You have a Saudi Arabia where Russia and the U.S. are competing for oil deals. You have an Israel that is basically already in war with Syria. Tons of bombings in Syria. You have a Lebanon that is threatened. We've just heard a Gaza that is a problem. And why not also keep on having problems with Iran? The only thing the U.S. should do in this case is to say very clearly, we are honorable people. We stick to deals that we have signed, and there's no more talk about that.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you talk about that, the U.S., what it should be saying. And it is interesting that basically unilaterally, President Donald Trump seems to want to make this decision to actually go against the nuclear deal. What type of problems do you think that if they basically get out of the JCPOA, the type of problems that it can cause for the United States itself?
Well, I hope it would cause a lot of trouble between the United States and the European Union, because Madame Mogherini and others have clearly stated that we are committed to the deal. That means a huge conflict over the Atlantic. Secondly, it will signal to the whole world that, again, you cannot trust the United States of America and its foreign policy. Three, it would mean that, you know, I'm not sure actually that Trump is going to declare that he's hereby leaving the deal. I think it could be a part of the strategy, also because of the infighting between the different foreign policies in Washington, that one way of hurting Iran is to keep it kind of up in the air whether we are doing this or that. And that means preventing trade from picking up, having these internal problems with the currency exchange problems. You see France now setting up a fund for dealing with Iran. I mean, it boils down to something that bothers me a lot as a pro-American and an anti-empire person, that the net contribution of the United States to the world today is destructive. It's grumpy, it's negative, it is visionless, and it's chaotic. Whereas if you look at, for instance, China and the Silk Road and Belt Project, etc., there's a vision, there's something the world can buy into, there's something constructive about the future, and it's not military in the first place. You know, I think, unfortunately, we in the West ought to now gather in friendship with the United States and tell them to behave themselves in a constructive way, because it is not constructive at the moment. And NATO is falling apart. It's the second largest party. Turkey is falling out of it. It will be hugely problematic if this very important deal of the JCPOA is you know, thrown out of the window by Washington. I think, you know, it's self-defeating in the long run. And of course, it's also expensive to the United States to uphold these sanctions in different ways. We would earn so much more on a win-win game.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. John Oberg, founder of transnational.org.